We are living in an era where democracy and freedom of speech are among the most important values. However, it requires courage to speak out against evolution theory in almost every country, including Islamic countries. You cannot be a professor at a university unless you go with the evolution theory. How did the world come to that? How did evolution theory become this sacred theory which anyone cannot speak against and everyone must obey?
Vorrei subito dirlo, il periodo in cui nasce questo processo.
The process that led to the idea of neo-Darwinism as an absolute religion of atheism originated in the 1800s with Auguste Comte and positivism. The theory of Charles Darwin, who published his book, The Origin of Species, in 1859, represents the missing link to try to deny the existence of God. From that moment on, the atheistic world and materialism tried to present this position of neo-Darwinism as an absolute truth. The truth is that they have not succeeded and they will absolutely never do so. Why? Because Darwin's theory is a lie, and it is based on the falsehood that claims that life originated by chance, by the primordial soup as it is called in books in Italy. Three important believing scientists, Redi, Spallanzani, and Pasteur, have shown that life originates life, and that life can only be generated from life. Therefore, Darwin's theory is a lie that must be obviously perpetrated by the media's imposition on the populations. In Italy, every now and then, the media tell different stories about life. For instance, they say that life comes from space, or that somebody has discovered how to generate life, or that life is generated by itself. As I already said, Redi, Spallanzani, and Pasteur have proved the opposite. That is to say that life can only be generated from life. Anyone who claims that Darwin's theory is not true is removed from the academic world. I have two examples about this. One happened in the past and the other is a recent example. The one that happened in the past concerns Professor Giuseppe Sermonti, who was the vice president of the Worldwide Society of Genetics in Moscow. He has never been presented as a professor at the Sapienza University of Rome, and he was relegated to a minor university because he was an anti-Darwinist. A more recent case is that of the University of Bergamo, where I was invited, together with Luning, a major geneticist of the University of Frankfurt. When it came out that there was a debate about Darwin's theory, this debate was interrupted by a phone call from faculty. Professor Luning's invitation was canceled and all communication with me interrupted. The professor who organized this meeting was suspended. The real problem is that this lie is supported by all means. I have mentioned these before. Those who don't believe in this dogmatic theory are not given any freedom of expression.
Di libri e di letteratura specifica di argomenti che negano assolutamente la teoria di Darwin.